Now we'll look at something new for those who want to closely follow legislation in the Missouri General Assembly. St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon is an organization committed to providing relevant information designed to help you make informed decisions. Our close-up lens will be on the Missouri legislature during the current session. Reporters Marshall Griffin, Jason Rosenbaum, and Joe Manis will be keeping you informed throughout. And now we can point you to a new website through which you'll be able to track key legislation during the session. It's called Missouri Legislative Tracker. And with me to talk about it is St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon's visual and data specialist, Brent Jones. Brent, welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Okay. Tell me about this site. How would you describe it?
We wanted a way to be able to keep track of a lot of the bills in the Missouri legislature that were being introduced and that people might want to follow throughout their path through the legislature and on their way to becoming law.
Give me some sense of how it works.
Well, the website was actually built – or the app was actually built by MinPost, which is an independent news organization in Minnesota. And it pulls data from an API provided by Open States and the Sunlight Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. They look for data from state legislative websites and provide it in a standardized format, which we can then use on our website. So we've selected several bills that we want to keep track of, and as those bills move through the House and the Senate and eventually on to being signed, we'll keep that status updated on the website.
So you'll follow them every step of the way?
Every step of the way, from their introduction to all the times they're read on the floor to the committees they go into to the votes taken on them and everything.
Who decides what bills to follow and how to follow them?
Well, our politics editor, Susan Hager, has worked with her reporters to figure out the bills that we think are going to gain some traction, the ones people may be interested in, and we've looked at all of the bills that have been introduced so far. We'll be keeping an eye on the session, of course, for the ones that will be introduced as it moves along. And we just look through all those bills and figure out the ones we think will people will be interested in.
And what is the address of this website?
You can find the website at mobilltracker.org.
Can you kind of walk us through the process? I know that guns are a big issue this time around, as usually is the case in Jefferson City. Let's give an example of how it's worked.
Sure. So right now we're tracking four bills related to guns. And on the front page of the site, guns is one of the categories. So if you click on that, you'll get a list of the bills we're tracking, and you can see that one of them, Senate Bill 613, has had action recently, and you can tell that by the icons to the right there. If you click on more detail under that bill, you can see that the last action is a hearing scheduled. You can see the sponsors. You can see all the co-sponsors, and you have links back to the original text of the bill if you want to go back and read exactly what it'll do. Our reporters have summarized all the bills that we're tracking. So this one, you can tell just a short description, says it's declares as invalid all federal laws governing gun possession or ownership in Missouri.
And then full details of the full text of the bill is just a click away.
That's right.
How long will these bills be on the site?
We'll keep them up throughout the session, and we'll track them, and we'll just see how they go. The Minnesota MinPost has theirs from last session, so you can kind of see how many bills were introduced and how many actually got signed, and it's kind of an interesting way to look back at how effective the legislature has been.
But there are a limited number that we're capable of putting up. Is that correct?
Yes, we aren't tracking all the bills. We're just tracking the ones that we think will gain some traction and the people be interested in. So so we won't have all of them on the site.
And if something new pops up that becomes hot, can you put that on and maybe replace another one that doesn't have as much traction perhaps?
Absolutely. We're planning to keep watch of the session and add new bills. We'll even add a whole new category if something pops up that is getting a lot of attention that we don't currently have.
Do you have a search capability?
No, not yet. That is something we're looking into, possibly being able to look at the text of the bills or to look at the summaries of the bills. Right now, the best way to keep track of things is by the category that they're put into. We also have a recent activity section where you can click on that and you'll get any bill that has had some action in the last 7 days.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun project as well as an informative and valuable one. What do you think is the value to the average citizen of something like this?
Well, we'd like to provide this because in addition to writing the stories and talking to the legislators, it's important to provide the context of all these bills. And so when you can follow the bill yourself, when you can go back and read the full text of the bill yourself, you gain a deeper understanding of what's going on in the legislature and how it might affect you.
It actually will be very helpful in trying to understand some of the news stories that we and others will be carrying, because it'll give that additional information that's not always available or accessible in a basic news story.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we hope to do is be able to link directly to bills from our stories that the reporters will be writing and posting on the website, and also posting links in the bills in the bill tracker back out to stories, so they'll go in either direction so you can find out more.
This seems like an awful lot of work to keep this thing going. Is that going to be your job, or is part of it on automatic pilot somehow?
Well, a lot of it is on automatic pilot. MnPost and the Open States and the Sunlight Foundation have all done a great job in making the programming work so that when bills move through the session, those things are updated automatically. When we want to add links to stories or when we want to add new bills, that we do have to do manually, but it's a nice combination.
That's Brent Jones of the St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon. And once again, the address for the site that we've been talking about is mobilletracker.org, mobilletracker.org. Thanks again, Brent.
Thank you.